Another edition of Unfiltered, part of the Santa Mirta Podcast Network. I'm your host, and you can call me Ben. If you're just tuning in for the first time, write an online column about Santa Cruz, California called The Weekly Dump, which is published every Thursday over on www.santamirta.com. Go have a look if you're not familiar with it. So I want to wish a very happy Easter to everyone who celebrates it. I hear Drew Glover is planning to celebrate it with his friends in Camp Bernal. There'll even be dying Easter eggs there, according to an event posting he made. I'm not sure about dying eggs, but I'm sure there's plenty of other dying going on there. Which is sad, not really shocking. But our city government seems to think it's okay. So yesterday was Earth Day. We all know how Santa Cruz celebrates Earth Day. By continuing to leach hazardous materials into the environment, into the San Lorenzo River, into the Monterey Bay, and into the Pacific Ocean. Nothing sacred here. We prove that by putting idiot compassion ahead of common sense. It's truly shameful what we've been doing to the environment for the past 6 months by allowing a human pigsty to remain open for business. We're so politically emasculated, so lacking of a spine, that we'd rather just pretend the problem doesn't exist, or really isn't that bad. Well, it's been quite a busy week for me. Lots of stuff to talk about this week. But before I get going, I just want to sincerely thank everyone that signed and shared that petition I started this past week over on Santa Mirta. I've gotten over 1,300 signatures at this point, which means 1,300 emails. And that was in the first two or three days. Pretty good. I'm really impressed with the response. I'll talk more about the petition later in the show. But the big news this week, announced on Friday, was another attempt to close Camp Bernal. They seem pretty serious this time, for what it's worth. My understanding is this new eviction notice involves a pretty resourceful way of getting around the Boise court ruling the city's been hiding behind. Apparently the city has taken a different tack this time, issuing something about a civil abatement under the City Parks and Rec General Nuisance Abatement Authority, according to a informed source. This apparently avoids any appearance of criminality. And by making it a civil matter as opposed to a criminal matter, I guess it gets heard in civil court instead of criminal court. And from what I've heard, the city has used this legal maneuver to vacate the squatters from San Lorenzo Park back when they occupied it a few years ago. Basically, the city's trying to declare the camp a nuisance while making no judgment on the campers, thereby somehow getting around the legal shield they've been hiding behind since last year. So this might actually work, at least in terms of vacating the drug camp. All of the local environmental groups that should be fighting this city-created toxic dumpster fire by the river are nowhere to be found. Why is that? I think it's a little thing called self-interest. They don't want to piss off Martine Bernal and others on the city council and risk losing their annual meal ticket getting punched. It's all about money, funding, bad publicity. So instead of making a stand, doing something important, protecting the environment, these groups sit idly by and watch the shit pour into the river daily. And they look the other way. Then, of course, leave it to the idiot in charge, city manager Martine Bernal, to propose moving these people back into San Lorenzo Park for some sort of interim camp. Isn't that what the River Street camp is supposed to be? an interim camp, and it compounds stupidity, because why not? The city is apparently giving all the Camp Bernal squatters a free tent, a free sleeping bag, and a free tote for their crap. Free, free, and more free. We are the land of the free here. Who is paying for all this free? We are. Nothing's ever really free. And I read an interesting comment the other day which stuck with me. It speculated that the city was shutting this down now because the county was threatening to withhold homeless funds they were going to give the city for the expanded new shelter on Coral Street. And God forbid the city loses its county funding for the homeless over such blatant stupidity as Camp Bernal. If the county made that threat, either literally or implied, it was the kick in the ass Bernal and company needed to unclog this fecal matter. So there's another city council meeting this Tuesday, and I'm sure this will all be the main focus of the discussion, as it has been since January when the new council took office. So far it's been all bark and no bite. But any way you look at it, the end seems to be drawing near to the ugly legacy of Camp Bernal. The most recent motion item to close the camp was co-sponsored and written by Watkins and Cummings. And Cummings has always been the swing vote that has kept this shit show open for business. So it appears on the surface, at least, he's come to his senses, and his support ensures a majority here. I know Crone, Glover, and Brown won't be very happy about this, but they're so attached to their special interest tit, they'll play the poor victim card when they lose. It's a freaking toxic drug camp full of dirtbags and people that cater to them. At least 6 people have died there. Disease is rampant. Dirty needles are everywhere. Anyone who wants to keep this place open for business is a moron. Speaking of dirtbags, time for a quick break. Enjoy a little Brad while I'm gone. Be right back. It's a little bit hard to understand.
Cares, I'm just a dirtbag under the weather. rise in a moan, my own.
You're listening to Unfiltered by Ben Dover on the Santa Mierda podcast.
Okay, I'm back. We were talking about the soon-to-be-closed Camp Bernal and the inevitable eviction of all the drug addicts currently squatting in it. Given basically a 3-day to vacate notice, I think the city will enforce getting everyone out by the end of this week. Then the heavy machinery will move in and try to remediate the damage left behind. Of course, those hundreds of thousands of dollars in city employee time spent cleaning up the mess, from Public Works to SCPD to the Rangers to Parks and Rec, all of the money spent on human resources, heavy equipment, and the costs to remediate the environment from the giant shit stain it is now, I guarantee none of that money will be counted or associated as a, quote, homeless cost for accounting purposes. It'll just get absorbed like so many other homeless-related costs get absorbed into the general fund through gutting various department budgets. So earlier I mentioned a petition I started this past Wednesday over on Santa Mierda. It involves some kind of ragtag, volunteer-run, unlicensed medical professionals, secondary mobile needle distribution service. As if we don't already have far too many needles out there now, these assholes want to dump more into the parks, the river, the beaches, and our neighborhoods. This all came to my attention courtesy of my friend Melissa, who I like to affectionately refer to as Nurse Badass. And when she told me she wanted to fight this, the only question I had was, how can I help? So I offered up the best thing I felt I could offer, my audience of readers. I set up a simple online petition that would send emails to the applicable interested parties. And within 48 hours, I had over 1,200 signatures and emails. It was an amazing outpouring of support, for which I'm genuinely grateful for. Imagine getting 1,200 emails in your mailbox over the course of 2 days. I think you'll sit up and take notice. And take notice some of the Board of Supervisors did. Both Ryan Coonerty and Bruce McPherson sent a letter to the state office that's reviewing the application, and in very strong terms stated their opposition to the application for a variety of excellent reasons. The biggest reason being redundancy. The county already runs a regulated needle distribution services program through the County Health Services Department, which is actually run by real professionals and not pretend medical professionals. Being a dental hygienist does not make you a doctor or a nurse. Wearing scrubs to a city council meeting only makes you look like the fool you are. And let's make another point very clear and transparent here. This group applying for the application, the Harm Reduction Coalition of Santa Cruz County Harm Reduction Roadshow, and what a mouthful of mush that is not a certified nonprofit. They're a ragtag group of misguided individuals with a fiscal sponsor, who have no medical training, basically undermining an official county program for personal narcissistic needs. They have no liability insurance. They have no funding. They have no clue. But here we are, having to fight back stupidity yet again in the name of common sense. So the petition is still up on the website, and if you haven't signed it yet, please go check it out. There's all the information you need to make an informed decision for yourself. And it came to my attention last night that an alternate petition had been started by one of the members of the Harm Reduction Shit Show. As of last night, the official count in the battle of the petitions was 1,381 to 21 in favor of my petition and position. And speaking of Melissa, who's been on a couple of podcasts here recently, she was interviewed on KTVU News out of San Francisco and Oakland, and she did a really great job with it. Of course, our local news is nowhere to be found here, or perhaps they just didn't want to go there. I'll post a link to the story in the next weekly dump if you haven't seen it. So time for another quick break. When I come back, I'll talk more about the next weekly dump and a couple other things. Back in a minute.
Prone beneath the setting sun, my body spans infinite grains. The universe in each enters skin and blood. I become the beach, last streak of light and lapping wave. spans infinite planes. The universe, each enters skin and blood. I become the beach, last strength of light and rapid wave.
You're listening to Unfiltered with Ben Dover on the Santa Mierda Podcast Network.
So coming up in the next weekly dump, we'll be talking more about that Lyft driver who had his windshield smashed in by some bum downtown. And of course, we'll follow up with what happens at Tuesday's City Council meeting. Also want to give a quick shout out to Kind Peoples, who threw a hell of a free party at the Paradox on Saturday. Had a blast with some friends, so thanks very much. Hand-carved roast beef sandwiches, stuffed mushrooms, bonbons, chocolate, buttercup cupcakes, lemon ball shooters, microbrews and wine, and all pro bono. You guys rocked it. And thanks to the city, too, for a fine Earth Day event in San Lorenzo Park. Felt like a throwback to better times. A nice, clean park. People happy and enjoying themselves, music and people dancing, kids enjoying a safe space in the park, no fighting, no bitter, angry people to be found anywhere. And next week, the city manager turns it back into a drug bump camp all over again. At least we had today. And thank you for tuning in and listening this week. Sure to check out the Weekly Dump every Thursday night over on santamierda.com. And you can listen to all the previous Unfiltered podcasts on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Play. I'll be back next week with more unfiltered news and views from Santa Cruz. And don't forget, we get what we're willing to tolerate. Ciao.